Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Pastor Ted Pike. He's a minister up in Oregon, about 20 miles south of Portland. And, of course, he and his father before him were ministers. They were instrumental in getting the day of prayer declared here in the United States. But we're going to be talking this evening about the hate crime legislation that they have in Canada. The hate crime legislation they're trying to get through here in the United States, and they're going to get it through, believe me. And, of course, you can forget about the First Amendment if that happens. And the only thing that's going to stop it is an aroused and really an angry American public who's going to let their members of Congress know we're not going to put up with any further infringements on our Bill of Rights. And, of course, I don't believe anything harm should come to anybody's a homosexual. We may disagree with their lifestyle, but God loves them, too. And, of course, we would do everything we could to try to bring them out of this degenerate lifestyle, because this is what it is. However, if that law were to pass and I was to call homosexuality a degenerate activity, why, of course, I would be subject to hate crime and probably fines and imprisonment. So with that as the background, Pastor Ted Pike, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
It's my privilege.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how it was that you got involved in this battle, almost like Paul Revere riding through the night telling people the Redcoats are coming. Well, you're out there telling people across America the hate crimes legislation is coming, and if that is able to get through, why you can forget about the freedoms we have in our Constitution.
Yes. Well, I have been involved in political activity almost from my childhood. As you were mentioning, my father was a prominent leader here in the Pacific Northwest, a conservative leader back before it was popular to be conservatives, back in the Goldwater era and so on of the early 60s. And we as a family were instrumental in helping reestablish the National Day of Prayer back around 1980. My father was aware, quite painfully aware, that the great National Day of Prayer had fallen into disuse, was no longer observed by the government and the American people. So we had an old airplane, an old antique airplane, and we put a big banner on that airplane and a big loudspeaker, and we flew it all across America, clear up by New York, down throughout the South, towing this big banner saying, "Pray for America." We went to patriotic rallies and so on, and we whipped up a lot of interest, a lot of signatures, petitions, and so on, and we got the attention of the religious liaison to the President Reagan, Morton Blackwell, and my father insisted that he tell the president that we must reestablish the National Day of Prayer. So 2 weeks later, my father was invited to the White House for a big ceremonial signing of the National Day of Prayer, and that's how the National Day of Prayer got started. Again, Bill Bright and Campus Crusades and then the Dobsons and so on made it a national institution. But out of that, we created a watchdog organization called the National Prayer Network, which is dedicated to awakening, standing on the wall, if you will, sounding the alarm concerning grievous moral issues, problems facing the church and the conservative movement. And out of that, I became aware in the late 80s of the threat of anti-hate laws. And what I did was I began to research what was happening in Canada.
Hold that thought right there for a moment, Ted. Have you ever been talking on a cell phone and had the battery die? Would you like to be able to complete your call? Well, you can with a Sidewinder cell phone battery charger. They're inexpensive, sturdy, lightweight, and provide 6 minutes of calling time if you simply crank for 2 minutes. If you continue cranking, you can talk indefinitely. They have an LED light that works for 5 minutes if you crank for 30 seconds. The Sidewinder unit is small, compact, weighs 2.5 ounces, and comes with a carrying case, a cable, and adapters that fit most popular cell phones like Nokia, Audiovox, Kyocera, Motorola, Sony Ericsson, and Samsung. The Sidewinders are only $24.95, and you can see a picture at www.readymaderesources.com. That's www.readymaderesources.com. And certainly you can order your Sidewinder at 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Why is the American educational system failing? Why are most college entrants required to take a remedial English class? If you read John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Education, which we carry, you'll discover there is an intentional effort to dumb down the American people. If you love your children, don't send them to government schools. The Robinson Home School curriculum provides quality education from the 1st through the 12th grade. The program is available on 22 CDs which contain the lesson plans, textbooks, and the tests needed to educate your children. The only textbooks that you have to purchase are a set of Saxon math books. You can read about the Robinson Home School curriculum at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can purchase this program for $199.95 plus shipping by calling 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Your child deserves a good education.
With AIDS than the rest of the population, you could be indicted under their hate law.
Well, of course, the tragedy of this whole thing is the Anti-Defamation League is doing nothing but generating anti-Semitism. And by doing the things that they do, they actually get more and more people really resentful and turning them against you as people. And I don't believe this has anything to do, the Anti-Defamation League or B'nai B'rith has anything to do with Jewry. I think it is basically Luciferian. I think it has its foundations in the occult. And until people understand that there are these occult forces working within the Jewish religion, within the Catholic religion, within the Protestant religion, and certainly the Muslim religion itself, by its very essence, is Luciferian or satanic. Certainly Muhammad believed he was devil-possessed, and you can, of course, get the information, the documentation on that, and the wonderful four tapes we have, tapes that we have called Islam, the religion of doom. And you'll actually find where in the various writings, Muhammadan writings, Muhammad said, I am demon-possessed. I fear I am demon-possessed. So until we recognize that there are these spiritual forces working behind the scenes, we can't see what it is that is, of course, creating the problems that our society faces today. And so in Canada, they got this anti-hate law passed. Now, did that also include criticism of Jews and other groups?
Yes. The general idea prevailing in the liberal establishment, the justice systems of the Western world, is that Christians, white Anglo-Saxon Christians and so on, have been responsible for such terrible oppressions against blacks and homosexuals and Jews and Indians and Chicanos, the list goes on and on, that these groups deserve special protection under the law. And
but of course, these are speech laws. These are not action laws. These are speech laws. And what they're really doing, of course, is engendering the hatred on the part of the majority white population, which is exactly what they want. Turn one group against the other, and of course, eventually you're going to have people coming out with clubs, and that's what they want as we move from into a period, the coming period, I believe, of chaos and crisis.
Yes. There are a number of established groups listed in Canada, including Indians in Canada, and if you specifically criticize them, the issue is not whether what you say about them is true or not. I mean, the fact that homosexuals do have a higher rate of AIDS is uncontestable and scientifically demonstrated. But in the Canadian Tribunal hate crimes system, the only evidence which will be admitted into court is whether or not that individual, that member of that group, has had his feelings hurt, whether he has been traumatized by your words. And if it can be established that his feelings have been hurt, then you are in big trouble. For example, up in Saskatchewan in 2001, an evangelical Christian, Hugh Owens, did nothing more than put four Bible verses which were critical of homosexuality in the local newspaper, the Star Phoenix. Two homosexuals complained that their feelings were hurt, and Hugh Owens was fined $6,000. The newspaper was fined $6,000. For the hate crime of intimidating homosexuals.
Well, you see, it wouldn't intimidate them at all. I mean, if you care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them what you're doing is going to kill you. What you're going to doing is going to eventually end you up in hell.
Yes.
Don't you realize that there is eternal punishment? There is salvation for turning from your wicked ways and accepting the Lord. So if you care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them the truth. And what you're doing effectively is keeping people from telling the truth, from saving their lives. But behind this whole thing, I believe, of course, the Luciferian forces, was to claim as many souls as possible for eternal damnation.
Yes. In Canada, what you have, though, is rather than these so-called anti-hate laws bringing peace and tolerance and fair play, actually, the persons they do intimidate is the Christians. The Christians are the most intimidated of any group in Canada. And, for example, just last year over in Alberta, a Christian school, a Christian private school, discovered they had a homosexual on their faculty. They tried to fire him. He complained to the Human Rights Tribunal that the church school was forced to keep him on their faculty under penalty of imprisonment and large fines. So what we have here is a real thrust against the free speech and the free exercise of religious conviction upon Christians.
Well, of course, the Canadian people have brought it on themselves. They have not been involved. Most of them would rather just sit around and watch television rather than get involved, because the other side is dedicated, and, of course, the good people lose when they do nothing.
Yes, and the problem is here, the same thing is happening here in the United States. The ADL, B'nai B'rith, have taken away free speech in Canada, and now they are proposing to do the very same thing here in America. And what they are doing is they are creating a false idea that bias against homosexuality equals hate. And here's an interesting historical fact. Back around the beginning of the Clinton administration in the early 90s, Janet Reno, Attorney General, gave to the ADL the sole privilege of defining what hate was for the American people, for the justice system, the FBI, and every police department in America. And today, in your local police department, wherever you are, you will find training manuals, anti-hate training manuals. They'll have sensitivity training sessions. They will have anti-hate training videos. The police are being indoctrinated in America today to believe that bias against homosexuality equals hate. And therefore, if you have that kind of federal endorsement of the ADL program and federal endorsement of this very twisted definition of what hate and a hate crime is, you're going to have real persecution of Christians coming up in the in the years ahead.
Well, of course, this is not law yet, but I'm sure that they would like to get this legislation through. But then what would you expect from Janet Reno? She was a lesbian. And, of course, there were lesbians working right in the White House. In fact, sleeping in the same bed with the president.
Yes.
I have a video that was shot the day that Clinton was inaugurated. A group of homosexuals, demonstrating, and this one woman is up there on the podium saying, well, we have information that the First Lady had an affair with one of us when, of course, she was in college. So that's maybe why Hillary is not worried about Bill running around with other women all the time.
Yes. Well, the truth is that the ADL in the early 90s were successful in creating a model anti-hate bill. They used this this model legislation to convince 48 out of the 50 states to adopt some version of their anti-hate bill. And while we don't have a federal anti-hate program as now exists in Canada, we don't quite have that. We do have 48 out of the 50 states, including your state of California, with a so-called anti-intimidation law, a hate law, very similar to what could be in Canada. It hasn't been as fully developed and as fully adjudicated and enforced as in Canada yet. But on the state law level, we have these hate laws which have a lot of teeth, which can come down any minute upon Christians. And in fact, this is what happened on October 10th, two days after the big hate bill was defeated in Congress this year. The hate crime squad in Philadelphia descended on 11 Christians who were peacefully witnessing at a huge gay pride parade in Philadelphia. They arrested them for three felonies, four misdemeanors, a total of 47 years in prison. If convicted, they threw them in jail for 21 hours, and now these 11 Christians stand awaiting a preliminary arraignment on December 13th. And that's an example of how that even though we don't have a big federal bill quite yet, state hate laws are plenty nasty, and they are very anti-Christian.
Well, of course, there is a conspiracy against Christianity. That should be so obvious from the positions taken by our Supreme Court. And the amazing thing is that nobody wants to talk about it. Our Christian leaders won't talk about it. Certainly our conservative leaders won't talk about it. But, of course, everything going on today, if you trace it back, is part of this eternal conspiracy against God.
Yes. Well, I have been very concerned since June 15th of this year in particular. Usually we can expect a more conservative Republican majority in the Senate to continue to resist this Big Brother Orwellian legislation. It's been introduced by the ADL three times, and narrowly I have been working actively all three times doing broadcasts, distributing brochures, and we've made an excellent video documentary against this on this topic. And anyway, on June 15th of this year, suddenly 18 Republicans went over and voted with the Democrats in favor of this big bill. It's the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act, and I was very, very alarmed about that. And I have been on talk shows all summer long, dozens of talk shows sounding the alarm.
But, of course, why would you be surprised at that? The Bush administration defeated a conservative Christian running the Republican primary for Senate in Pennsylvania and backed, of course, the liberal pro-choice, pro-homosexual Arlen Specter 2 years earlier. They got rid of Bob Smith, who was a fundamentalist, I shouldn't say fundamentalist Christian, he's a very conservative Catholic in New Hampshire, of course, they put in Sununu, who is exactly a clone of Specter. So the Bush administration has done everything they could to skew the Republican majority in the Senate towards the liberal side.
Well, President Bush has said that he will sign off some kind of hate bill, a modified hate bill. So what we have to do is depend on the American people, especially this winter, to get educated, to sound the alarm and protest to their elected representatives in Congress.
All right. Well, when we get back, of course, we're going to invite calls at 24 Liberty. That's 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. When I get back, Barbara is going to tell you how to get hold of Ted Pike, get a hold of the material he has, and of course, get people to understand that America is in real trouble. There is a conspiracy against God. There is a conspiracy against Christians. And if we don't stand up and be counted now and say no, we may very well soon be on our knees saying yes.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe they're valued to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everything God planned. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and our guest this evening is Ted Pike, and I'm going to ask Ted to get his telephone number out and tell people how to get in touch with him, his website, so that if you're interested in helping him get the information out and helping people to understand what this is about, the impact of homosexuality, creating depravity in every society it's ever existed in, and, of course, there's no incidents in all history where a nation is accepted or turned to homosexuality, where God has not eventually turned on that nation and destroyed it. And believe me, as sure as God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. Ted, how can people get in touch with you and help you in what you're doing?
Yes, as I was saying, we have got to get educated fast, Doctor. The problem has been that the people have not been educated. This is a very confusing issue because the very definitions are skewed, twisted, upside down. The ADL is changing the times and laws and the definitions and terms of the most fundamental principles and values, and therefore people are very, very confused about hate laws.
Well, I would think they would be. I don't know if you probably didn't watch Law and Order last night, but it's one of the most popular programs on television. It was all about this gay marriage and, of course, the rights of gays to get married and how intolerant it was. And just the radical right, the radical Christians, they're against homosexuals having the right to love one another. It's all about love. It's not about love at all. I mean, if you studied the history of homosexual relations, and I have books written by homosexuals on it, not one of them lasts more than 10 years. None of them are mutually faithful because, of course, this is an obsession with sex and depravity. It has nothing to do with this idea of love. And, of course, there's so much violence and so much unhappiness in the homosexual lifestyle. And the solution is, of course, not to condone it. It is not gay. It is tragic. They're miserable. And, of course, the hope for every homosexual is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's easy for me to say, and I know this is a sexual addiction, but people can come out of this lifestyle, and we have to tell them that.
Yes. Well, the Christian community is quite confused about this issue. They, fortunately, thank God, they are not confused that a man and a woman constitute the proper relationship and the proper definition of marriage. They voted very resoundingly in favor of that very simple idea. The problem with the hate laws legislation is it's so twisted, it is so devious and cunning and subtle that the Christians and Christian leaders haven't been able to figure it out, how to untangle it and get it all straightened out. And therefore, they're really sitting ducks as the Christians were in Canada for the gradual encroachments of these anti-hate laws. Now, I have a video. I was so concerned about this subject that we made an 80-minute, an exciting, interesting documentary, fully documented in Canada and the United States, on the whole subject of hate crimes legislation, the history of it, how it has ended free speech in Canada, what the ADL wants to do here in the United States through state and federal laws. And this 80-minute documentary is available on our website, and our website is www.hatelawsexposed.org. That's www.hatelawsexposed.org. You can actually watch 7 minutes of streaming video of this documentary, and it's only $25. You can order online, or you can just call me at 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808, and we will take your credit card number and fire you off a copy. Now, this video is so important that your pastor, your church, your Sunday school class, watch it and get educated now during the winter and sound off and call your representatives in Congress and tell them. Here's what I'd like you to tell them. And in fact, here is the Capitol hotline. It's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. I'd like you to tell them tomorrow, call your congressman, your senator from your state, and say, 11 Christians have now been arrested in Pennsylvania under the Pennsylvania hate laws. Do not vote for the big federal hate law this summer.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We don't know what's going to happen to the Christians, but, you know, if they can throw them in prison, if they can get them involved in legal entanglement, they can bankrupt them defending themselves against these charges. Does it really matter? Other people will be intimidated. And there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity in America. There is a conspiracy against God. And we're going to have to either stand up and be counted or certainly be counted out. So, again, we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People often ask me what they can do about what's happening in America, and I tell them, what you want to do is tell the most carefully kept secret in America, and let people understand that America was founded as a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Of course, this is not taught in our schools, it's not taught in our seminaries, it's not taught in our universities, and certainly never mentioned by the controlled media. But you can help us to get the truth out about America's Christian heritage by setting up an institute on the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And ask about setting up an Institute of the Constitution. It's 12 programs. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is, of course, get a group together. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is get a group together. Get involved. Help us save America.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who got started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle 2 soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure. And, of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products.
Indoctrinated
Hold
by the media.
Right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Reverend Ted Pike, and we're talking about the hate crime legislation that exists in Canada. Now, similar legislation exists in Europe. It exists in Canada, and it's coming to America. And it's already passed many of our state legislatures, and, of course, people don't understand what's really going on. That, of course, until the knock comes at their door. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and all that is necessary for evil to triumph is that good people continue doing what they've done in the past. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, a comment, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that we should just never be critical of anything about or of anyone or what they're doing. That we should just sit back and say, well, if they want to do it, we certainly don't want to regulate what goes on in the bedroom. We're not talking about regulations. We're talking about saying something is wrong. We're talking about a minister getting up and saying homosexuality and immorality is wrong. It's in violation of God's laws. And that will become illegal. It is illegal in Canada. It will become illegal here. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Let's go to Herman calling in from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Good evening. I have a question for our guest. The debate about same-sex marriage, if the amendment passes and in the Constitution to define marriage as between a man and woman, do you see a problem with having a civil union alternative for homosexual couples so that they can take care of business matters?
No, right, Brian, that the question is, do you see that they should have some sort of a civil the relationship so they can take care of business matters? No, we won't call it marriage. We'll just say two homosexuals agree. But, of course, would this be stipulated by law? Why do they need to have a law, Herman, for that? They could have some sort of written agreement. Why does this have to be stipulated in law?
Well, I mean, I think one of the issues was if two have been living together as partners for many years, and then one of them dies, it's for the purposes of inheritance and or medical benefits or pensions or whatever.
Well, why, first of all, why should they, they could sign one another's rights over, but you want them to actually, if one dies, they want to be able to get the pension of the other if they were married?
Well, I'm asking our guest that. Well,
all right. How do you feel about that, then, Ted?
I think that homosexuality should be treated as a vice. I think it should be in the category of prostitution, gambling. It should be in the category of vice, not in any way encouraged or endorsed by the government, but in the historical role, it should be viewed by the government and taught by the government through health manuals and instructions that this is not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your partners and so on. And I said that plural because most very, very few homosexual unions are monogamous. They are a very messy affair of lots and lots of people coming and going in sexual contact and so on. No, I don't believe we should give any quarter to the homosexuality by legitimizing it by homosexual unions or any other legal recourse.
All right, Herman, does that answer your question?
Yes, and then you would feel that any ministers who are Christian ministers who do follow that line of giving them these special benefits would be going against biblical teaching.
Oh, absolutely. Homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. And while the Old Testament strictures against it in the sense of capital punishment and so on out of the book of Leviticus do not apply in the age of grace, nevertheless, society, the church, government, all should view it in the same way they view the great vices of society, such as drugs and prostitution and so on.
All right, anything else, Herman?
No, I think you made that clear.
Let's go to Dimitri, who's calling. Hi, Dimitri, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just wanted to add that there was a pretty prominent piece of hate crime legislation that was passed within, I think, 2 months ago, and it was about hate speech. And I just wanted to comment that I wanted to stress the importance of Christians and people who are concerned about it reviewing the text of the laws themselves. I at first reacted very violently to it, but then I sat down and I looked it up. I looked at the text of the law itself, and I noticed in section J and K of the law that speech itself is not sufficient for it to be classified as a crime itself. It must actually be speech threatening to a person's safety or property. And it made me think a little bit more about the process that the process that it takes before a law is actually put into effect, and that it is reviewed by people before it goes in, and that we should be more vigilant about this sort of thing, and if a part of the law or the bill actually, you know, violates something in the Constitution or is that serious, we should call them. But otherwise, when it comes to hate crimes legislation, for the most part, we can rely upon the senators to have discernment on this, on these issues, unless, of course, Congress is controlled by the Democrats.
Well, I think that I would be worried to be controlled by the Republicans, because they seem to be even more liberal on so many of these issues. The legislation you're speaking of is here in California?
Yes.
Yes, I have read pretty much the California state anti-intimidation law, and it's virtually identical to Pennsylvania's and Idaho's and others. The problem here, and I should say you're to be commended for looking into this and becoming more specific about it. Here's the problem. Now, on the state level and in the federal level, a hate crime is defined as a new breed of crime called the crime of intimidation. And in both state and federal laws, intimidation is defined as determining that bias, some kind of bias, motivated some crime against the person or property of another person. And so the crime of intimidation involves two components. It involves bias on one hand, determining bias on one hand, and then on the other hand that some crime of a small or great magnitude has been committed. And therefore, technically speaking, a hate crime or a crime of intimidation cannot be enforced. It cannot be indicted against a person unless the court can prove bias on one hand and an actual crime on the other hand. Now, this is in contrast to our traditional justice system, which says, well, it's enough to determine that some crime has taken place. It's enough to find out who did it. It's enough to punish it in court and go before a jury, and the jury can make judgments about motivation and severity of punishment and so on. That's all very simple. But in the hate crimes tribunal systems of Canada and in European countries, it adds this other very ambiguous element, which is part of the California hate crimes law, and that is determining bias. Now, who determines whether a person is really biased? You have to be a psychologist or even God in order to determine what is bias, who is biased, the extent of their bias, and so on. And therefore, here's the interesting fact about these anti-intimidation laws. Because they are based, because 50% of the definition of a hate crime is very ambiguous, very subjective, and cannot be determined with finality, what happens is, like in Pennsylvania on October 10th, the police have a tendency to just swoop down and gather up people they accuse of bias, they think of bias, or are biased, and then get them into court and let the courts sort things out as to whether they are really guilty of the crime of intimidation or not. Now, in Pennsylvania, if you get on the Internet and look at Pennsylvania's law, you'll find it's almost identical to California's. It's the typical ADL anti-hate law. And these legal restraints you're talking about, these legal restraints did not prevent the hate crimes unit of Philadelphia from throwing 11 Christians in the slammer this last month, and involving them in perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars of litigation and trials and appeals and so on to get themselves free. The whole hate crimes legal system is built on ambiguity. And we might think that our elected representatives will be watchdogs and keep it from being abused, but in Canada and European countries, it is a wide open door to every kind of police state invasion and abuse and unlawful arrest and imprisonment and so on. And what we have to do is remember, look at what happened on October 10th in Pennsylvania under the jurisdiction of the Pennsylvania hate laws. It's outrageous. It's a violation of our free speech liberty made possible because of such ambiguous definitions and terminology.
I think, Dimitri, the dangerous thing is that the government has no business at all passing legislation. Would you define the term safety? Because you said that, of course, the safety of the homosexual or whoever it was involved with that they were speaking against, how would you define their safety was endangered? And how do you know everybody else will, of course, define it exactly as you would define it?
Well, as I heard from another who described the same law that I reviewed, the quote-unquote victim would have to feel as though that person were preparing an attack of some sort against their safety, or I mean their private property or their body or whatever else.
In other words, you would feel that they might, but you don't know that they were going to. In other words, if I were to walk by and look askance at you, and you'd say, well, I thought that the way he was looking at me, he was going to threaten me. Would that mean that I could be put in jail? You see, that is a totally subjective thing. And could you see could possibly be misinterpreted or used to intimidate others?
That law in court would have to, in order to be used as a weapon of those who are, you know, trying to get rid of all the people who are just biased against them, you know, the gays who might try to use that, would have to, they'd have to really stretch it in court.
But you see, if they had a sympathetic judge, and then, of course, are you willing to put out $100,000 to defend yourself against that sort of law? Couldn't this be used to intimidate people? Because once you get into court, you're going to have to defend yourself, or you're going to go to prison. So look how this is going to change your whole attitude. You're going to be frightened to do almost anything because you could be taken to court. Under our society, it's not what you somebody else may think that you're going to do, but it's, of course, what you actually do.
Yes,
but this becomes
so
a totally subjective situation.
Yes, I do agree with that.
We have to look at the record. Dimitri, all of these hate laws get in with these promises and the assurances by the ADL that people's rights will be respected and the letter of the law will be felt, observed, and so on. But that's not the way it works out any more than it's working out that way in Pennsylvania right now. What these laws do is they make it, the ambiguity of these laws, as Dr. Monteith has been pointing out, are so vague and so subjective that they create a license for the police, that the hate crime squad, to act with great presumption and great arrogance, because the law is no longer clear and definable. It's ambiguous, it's subjective, and so on. You enter a world of hurt feelings and imaginations about what people are thinking about it, motivations, all these kind of things. And the content of the human mind is intrinsically indefinable. And yet these laws are based on trying to come up with some kind of finality about the contents of human mind and the motivation behind some kind of a crime. Now, in Canada, what you have to do is not take these assurances by the ADL that everything is going to be observed and people's rights are going to be respected. You've got to go to where the hate laws have been in practice for years and even decades. Now, in Canada, all of these assurances were given to the Canadian people 30 years ago, and yet the story of hate crimes and legislation in Canada is a litany of abuses and anti-Christian persecutions of every kind. For example, up in B.C. A few years ago, a popular newspaper columnist, Doug Collins, simply asked the question. He said, well, maybe there weren't exactly 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust. Maybe it was less. Maybe it was 5.5 million. You know that that's a hate crime in Canada, to doubt in any way the Holocaust. He was brought before the hate crimes tribunal. He was fined $3,000 for asking that question. He spent $200,000 in repeated court trials and appeals as they kept kept probing this question, was Doug Collins really biased? Was he really biased? Well, now,
I think you made your point. Dimitri, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to ask, is this radio show being taped? Because I'd really
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay.
I really appreciate, I really appreciate you clarifying that, and I thank you for, information.
Thank you for looking into this.
Thanks so very much for calling. Let's go to Matt, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Dr. Chan. I suspect the Patriot Act have created the...
You have to speak up a little higher, louder.
Sure. I think the Patriot Act have created the basis by which anyone who's a dissenter or protester can then be prosecuted under hate crime, so-called laws, which are de facto color of law, at the whim of the government. And the B'nai B'rith, by the way, they supported the 1968 Nazi Gun Act that the United States government enacted. It's a word-for-word carbon copy of the Nazi Gun Act of 38. So B'nai B'rith was all behind that. And I suspect, as Joel Skousen pointed out, the emergency, the states of emergency that have been declared, I think, play into this as well. So it looks like people who are dissenters are in for rough times.
Well, I think that any time you pass a law, you take away a little freedom. Pass enough laws, there's no freedom left at all. And, of course, so many laws are passed with the idea of doing some good, and so often they do harm. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Matt. Bye-bye.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe they're valued to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. 800, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
So thanks so much, Ted.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and listening to us, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out across America. Now, remember our telephone number? It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly go ahead and pick up our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs some 5 hours every day on the Internet, 5 hours every day on satellite, 5 hours every day somewhere in America on radio, and 4 hours a day on shortwave. Please tell your friends about our programs, about the shortwave and the Internet, or the radio program you're listening to. Encourage them to listen. Now, we're involved in a battle of ideas, but behind that battle of ideas are powerful spiritual forces that are intent upon destroying this country. And, of course, remember, every time you pass a law, you take away a little freedom. And when you have enough laws, there's no freedom left. Liberty and limited government are synonymous, and tyranny and total government are synonymous. Which direction do you think we're moving? We mentioned in the last hour, I think everybody should get a copy of the Inside the Red Zone. That's the wonderful book by Igor that we talked to last week. And, of course, he was a officer in the Soviet military officer. And, of course, it tells you how to prepare for the possibility of a biological or chemical or nuclear attack on America. And as we move towards World War III, as we move towards a war with Iran and a war with North Korea, and probably with Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Islamic world, and if you think that we can continue killing Iraqi civilians without them retaliating here in America, I think you're sadly mistaken. The latest figures, and you can go up on Google on the Internet and type it in, Iraqi civilians, 100,000 Iraqi civilians. That is the estimate, 100,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed and while we're liberating them. I mean, certainly many of them have even been killed by other Iraqis. But this never would have happened if we had not gone in. And, of course, we went in because there were weapons of mass destruction. Those weapons of mass destruction were there. They were moved into Syria. They were moved into Iran. And we had supplied those to Saddam Hussein. And nobody wants to talk about that. We kept Saddam Hussein in power. Nothing is as it appears to be. If you'd like to know how we kept Saddam Hussein in power, why, we'll be glad to send you an article out of the Washington Post showing how we financed Saddam and helped Saddam and aided Saddam and encouraged Saddam and provided him with the chemical and nuclear weapons. And it comes right out, of course, the Washington Post. We'll send that to you free of charge. And then, of course, the book See No Evil by Robert Baer. I think we still have a few copies. He was a CIA agent working within Iraq in 1995. And as he said, I never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the United States was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. I never met an Iraqi who didn't believe the United States was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And when you read his book, you realize we were keeping him in power. Why? Why, the finest enemy that money could buy, because behind everything that's going on today are spiritual forces and spiritual plans, and I think they're moving us towards World War III. And if you believe that God is just, don't you believe he's going to bring his judgment on America? And the rain will fall on the just and the unjust. And it behooves us to be prepared to draw close to our Lord, but also to be prepared what lies ahead. Remember the book, Inside the Red Zone, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, give us a call at the same number, 1-800-544-8927. It's a story of the secret societies that came to America in 1640. Now, what I wrote, but what the Satanists wrote about them. You'll read their references, you can get their books and find out about them. They're sold right here in Santa Cruz. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.